It's the end of an era on Wall Street and beyond. The billionaire investor Warren Buffett said yesterday he would step down as CEO of Berkshire Hathaway, the company he's run for the past 60 years. And before he left the stage, he fired a warning shot against President Trump's trade war. We're joined now by NPR's financial correspondent, Maria Aspen, who's in Omaha, Nebraska, where Buffett and his investors are holding their annual meeting. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Aisha.
So now Buffett is way past the traditional retirement age. So why is this such a big deal?
Right. I mean, way past the retirement age is kind of an understatement. He's 94 years old. And look, there have been signs that he's been working towards this. His longtime business partner, Charlie Munger, died a couple of years ago. And Buffett had already announced that one of his deputies, Greg Abel, would eventually succeed him. But Buffett has still been the public face of his company. He spent nearly 5 hours yesterday answering questions from his investors in public. So while it wasn't a shock, it was a surprise yesterday when he said this, as broadcast by CNBC.
The time has arrived where Greg should become the chief executive officer of the company at year end.
Buffett later said this was even a surprise to Greg Abel, who was sitting right next to him all day.
Obviously, this is huge for Buffett's shareholders, but why should the rest of us care?
Well, Berkshire Hathaway is a huge company. It's one of the 10 biggest by revenue in the world, and it runs all kinds of businesses, from insurance and railroads to Dairy Queen and Duracell batteries. It's also this powerful investor in other big companies, including Coca-Cola and American Express. And Buffett is one of the wealthiest men in the world. He runs this powerhouse business, and he's also been very savvy about building his own brand way before that was a thing. He's kind of the OG billionaire celebrity.
Yeah, he's one of the few Wall Street CEOs that just regular, everyday people recognize.
Exactly. He has this sort of breakthrough fame and a very carefully crafted public image. Like, he's the folksy Omaha native who famously still lives in the same house he bought in 1958 for $31,000. And he also gives away a lot of money, and he's used his celebrity to encourage other billionaires to give away their fortunes. I actually saw a T-shirt this weekend in a downtown Omaha shop that called him the nicest billionaire, and there was a sign with it calling him the Taylor Swift of the stock market.
So how have Buffett's fans reacted to this announcement?
Several of the people I talked to this weekend told me they came this year because they knew it was one of the last times they'd be able to see Buffett in person. But there was still some sadness when he made it official. Our colleague Arthur Jones of Nebraska Public Media spoke to Raven Connolly, who had traveled to Omaha from London for this meeting.
I was actually very emotional when he announced that. And I was actually crying in tears, literally. He changed my life in so many, many, many ways.
So Buffett has this real personal appeal to a lot of his fans, as well as being a hugely powerful leader in corporate America.
Wow. We mentioned he wielded some of that power to talk about tariffs. Tell us more about what he said.
Well, these were some of the very first comments he made yesterday during that five-hour Q&A, again, via CNBC.
Trade should not be a weapon.
Now, Buffett didn't mention President Trump by name, but Buffett does often talk about how great America is. And he made a point yesterday of saying that if trade helps other countries become prosperous, it will also help our country become prosperous. So if it is his last annual meeting for Berkshire Hathaway, he made it a memorable one.
That's NPR's Maria Aspen. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.